Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. I know it's kind of late. Not even kind of, it's late because this is the time frame I do this Sunday show for, and I know I was telling you guys that I'll be doing the Wednesday show in the morning for the ones that do listen to the show consistently. Thank you. And for the ones that don't, welcome. But today was a busy day, as always, so, you know, I still want to make time to talk to you guys because there's things that I want to tell you guys that I forgot to tell you on Sunday. So, over the weekend, I did get a chance to see Jurassic World. So it's definitely not a 5-star movie, but it's definitely not a 2-star movie either. So, for some of you that actually have already saw it, you know, your view on it will probably be different than mine. And for some of you that haven't seen it yet, because you're not either A, not interested, or B, you haven't had time to, I'm not going to be a movie spoiler and talk about it. So, just know I did see it. And, you know, I'm a big fan of Jurassic Park and now Jurassic World. I'm a very, very, very big fan. For some reason, I just like the animation behind it. I'm really into some action type of movies, and I really have not ever really read a comic book. So I'm into, like, the Transformers and the Avengers and Fantastic Four. I'm into all that because those are, you know, those are really some legendary movies because they're legendary as far as the books and, you know, Amazing Spider-Man and Dark Knight and, you know, all that stuff. You know, I don't read the comic books. I'd rather just, you know, see it in the movies. And, you know, I know the movies actually cut some things out and change things up versus what's actually in the comic book. So, you know, it's authentic to a T. So what I really wanted to talk with you guys tonight is about image building situations. Now, I know I've been talking with you guys about image branding situations and, you know, and actually some of my image branding situations are actually image building situations. So when you're building versus the branding part, you know, building and branding kind of sort of mixed together, and then sometimes you really have to separate the two. When I say separate the two, when you're branding yourself, you're networking, you're keeping up the image, you're really out there with a positive smile and all that. That's when you're branding yourself, you know. Building up the brand is when you are starting from the core. Now, if you've already started from the core, but you need a little help to get through it, like I've said to you in multiple of my shows, you can always play the archive shows for past tips, past events, past interviews. When you're building up from the core, it all resides in you. How you handle it, what you think, how you think, how you respond, you know, what you do, all that is your image. So the image building tips that I wanted to go over tonight is that when you know how you are when you're trying to talk and explain and actually digest information that is being given into you. So how someone else is will vary. You know, it's like what you want someone to understand versus what they're actually perceiving will be the most difficult thing in image building. And when I say that in terms of when I say something, sometimes, you know, you're talking to someone who actually takes things at face value. When I say face value, meaning they only take things off the surface. So then you have to talk deeper or explain in detail as to what it is that you're trying to say. And then that causes, you know, that person to then understand what you're saying. So that is one thing with society that I can say is that when you say something, sometimes it's not fully detailed. And it's like then you have to think about another way of how to say it so that way they understand. And, you know, sometimes we don't really think about how we should break something down before we speak because, you know, we're so used to talking to that person, you just think that they're going to understand you. Now, one thing I've recently learned is that not everyone is going to understand you, and it's all based upon how much of an effort that they want to understand you. And it's not always going to be about understanding you for your business, but understanding you as a person. Now, when I say that they understand you, it's how much you want to let them know for them to understand. Now, my whole thing is, you know, especially when it comes to a mate, you know, your boyfriend, your husband, your girlfriend, your wife, you know, your significant other, when it comes to relationships, when you are trying to have that person know everything about you that you want them to know, you know, you want, my take on it is, this is my own personal take, my own personal take is, I'd rather that person to understand me as far as how I think, how I move, and why I do what I do, versus trying to get in my head and fully trying to figure me out. You know, I don't like people who try to get in my head and try to figure me out, because then I feel like you're trying to play a game, you know, like play mind games. That's not cute to me. But if you're really trying to take that effort of understanding me and figure, and not figure, but, you know, really just sitting back like, okay, now I see why that person did what they did, then you're on a whole nother level with me. That's just me personally. Now, with other people, if I'm outside of a relationship and I'm just, you know, in a business partner relationship, of course, with that situation too, you know, that is all about communication, especially if you're in a business setting and you have to work with someone else, you know, all day for, you know, 8 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours, 16 hours, however many hours. You know, you're working with the same person all day, every day. They just need to understand you as far as communication. You know, you give them what your thought process is on a decision that is to come about, and, you know, they give you their thought process, and you can either challenge it, debate it, or go along with it. You know what I mean? So that is the differences on a different levels. Like, you have to understand on what different levels that you would like people to understand you on. And I'm starting to really, truly understand that because, you know, growing up, as a child growing up, all kids want to be accepted and understood. I won't say all kids. I ain't going to put everybody in a category because not everybody wants that. And even probably some adults want that, you know, to be understood and accepted and admired and adored. But you know what? There's certain levels to that, and we have to really decipher the levels as far as the different situations and the level of that situation. Like I just said, the business aspect part of when you're at work all day, you're dealing with people for those 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 hours of the day, they need to understand you on a business level. You know, they don't need to understand you on anything else outside of that. That's how I look at it. And then outside of work, your friends need to understand you on a certain level. Your husband, wife, whatever, your significant other needs to understand you on a different level. So it's like you're giving a piece of yourself to each different category and be in each different level. So what I would like everyone to understand, that's an image-building situation. You know, it's not a perceived image. It's an image-building situation where you're turning your dial to a different beat each and every time that you're in a different situation. That's just how you have to look at it. And have wanting everyone to understand you is too much effort. When I say it's too much effort, it's too much effort. You know, you just have to really limit yourself. I wouldn't say limit yourself. It's more like this is where the difficulty is with trying to explain every to everyone else what it is I'm trying to say. This is why, you know, I say to you guys, you know, what I just said, you know, you have to really think about it before you say it, because then you have to get into detail. So when I say, it's not limit yourself, but it's a level. Like I've been saying, it's a level. You know, you're only going to give your, we're all like battery chargers. You know, we all wake up at 100% all day. And we give our emotions and we give our strength and we give our positivity all day long. And, you know, even one person, you can even be on one person who actually drain it all out of you and just in a few hours of being around you. So you just have to be careful when it comes to your energy level and your emotional level, actually. So that's what I mean by, you know, you now have to pace it out as a level. Because each and every day we're given probably 100% of a battery life, and all depending on what we do in that time frame, it will drain us. And or you can walk away with 60% of your battery life left, all depending on what you did for the day. So that's what I wanted you guys to understand. That's the image building process. And as always, like I said, it's a mental thing. You know, with the whole image thing, you have to work on your mindset first before you can proceed into image branding. because some people are just all about this. I need to fix myself. I need to, you know, get a bigger butt. I need to have my lips feel more puckered. And oh, also another thing in celebrity news is this lady, the NAACP freelance writer or whatever she was, Rachel DeZoe, I don't know how to say her last. She is in a total identity crisis. That's another thing I want to tell you guys. This is another big story going along around, just like the Caitlyn Jenner situation. This lady is technically white. Her parents put her on blast on the social media, advising everyone that they don't understand why she keeps going on saying that she's black. When we are all Caucasian, we are Caucasian family, and she's Caucasian. And if you guys haven't even seen the news, or if you have, then you understand what I'm talking about. But if you haven't, this lady was even asked by a news reporter. The gentleman asked her, he was like, "Are you African American?" She literally said, "I don't understand the question." You understand the question. You absolutely do understand the question, because if you're going around saying that you're African American, then you should have just said that. But even that was but in lie, because it's full blown accurate that your parents are, you know, Caucasian. So if she was to say that, then she knows that she would have lied on the scene. Now, saying "I don't understand your question" is playing a dummy role to me. And then she gets on the news again talking about something. She don't even know if her parents are really are her parents. And you can't even say that, because with all this technology out here to see what DNA and who your biological family is, and also, listen, right? When I look, I'm the type of person where I analyze people, and it's one of my assets that I do, because I'm good at what I do, and I'm an image consultant. So I really analyze people, and I analyze people to the core. And when I first saw the picture of this lady, her hair did not even remotely identify to me as she's African American. Maybe I could have passed her off as a mixed, you know, a mixed individual, where her father is white or black, or her mother is white or black, but definitely not full blown African American. So, and that was the indicator, actually, is her lips. Her indicator was her lips, because I haven't seen a full-blown picture, body picture of her, not like that matters. But looking at her lips was an indicator. Like, yes, if you look at an African-American person with versus a Caucasian person, there is a very huge identifier in the lips area. Now, with all these lip pumps going on, there, you know, that's unnatural lip pumps. But if you're trying to be a natural, and she's trying to be a natural, that's when you know that there's that difference. So that was definitely a difference that I saw there, and that was the indicator for me that I knew she was not definitely African American. So she definitely needs to come out of her identity crisis and really acknowledge the fact that she's not African American. But that's just all there is to it with that. And then also, the basketball game that just happened the other night, or last night, Stephen Curry and his family are now celebrating. High fives to them. I've been seeing them in the news a lot because of the little girl that he has. She's a cutie. So as you can hear, we're coming down to the last couple of minutes of the show. So I want you guys to try to have a great ending to the rest of your week. And we're supposed to be having rain and hotness all for the rest of the week. So it is what it is. It is what it is. I am not even stressing anymore about this heat. We are not even in spring. We never was. So if you guys have any questions or concerns, you can email me at the business email address at foryourimagellc@gmail.com, or you can follow me on Instagram at stewychewy. And I'll talk to you guys again over the weekend. And you guys be safe, stay blessed, and bring joy where there is none. And I'll really work on yourselves if you know, if you feel as though you're really struggling still. Another way is talk your feelings out or write them out, if you didn't already know that. You know, talk them out or write them out. But talk them out to yourself if you don't want to talk them out to someone else, because you're not ready to really talk to other folks about your problems. But once again, you guys stay blessed, and I'll talk to you guys again over the weekend. Be safe, drive safe, and give love.